My social media has been inundated with it. It's on my Twitter, it's on my Facebook, it's on my Instagram. It's pictures of people running their photos through some app that allows you to age yourself. And then, you know, they're posting it up with chuckles and laughs and all kinds of jokes because they look significantly older. We've done it here at the ABC Radio Melbourne team as well. Jacinta and I ran our faces through it.
You just look tired. I look like I've aged.
You look like Methuselah is what you look like. But how safe is it? How safe is it for us to be uploading our pictures to an app that is, according to a lot of the information that we know, owned by a Russian app developer? You know, what will happen with all our data? Alex Kidman is a freelance technology journalist and host of the Vertical Hold podcast. Good morning, Alex. Have you put your face through the Face app that ages you?
Look, I haven't, but then I'm at a vintage where if I want to look old, all I've got to do is look in the mirror.
I know. This whole app business of doing it for you is, for some of us, unnecessary.
Look, it is, but I think people's security concerns are reasonably well-founded to an extent. All the analysis so far suggests that it's not going through your camera roll and picking up every image you've got, but you are uploading an image of yourself to the cloud. And once you lose control of it, you lose control of it.
There's a moment of paranoia I saw online the other day, which is someone said, hey, this app becomes popular just leading up to the US presidential election primaries and all of that period. So all of a sudden, a Russian app is harvesting data from around the world. Is that being paranoid or are you truly paranoid if someone is out to get you?
Well, I don't think it's being paranoid in the sense that this is an app that's actually been around for a while. It's just having a bit of a viral resurgence right now. But it's been around for a couple of years. They've been improving their algorithms. And the company itself states they're not storing data.
But so did Facebook.
And then the thing is, at the same time, its terms and conditions actually say that when you upload a photo to it, you're granting them a license to use that photo. Oh. So there's a bit of a balance of probabilities going on there.
Do you think is there an element here, I don't know if I go as far as say racist, but the fact that this is an app company that's housed in Russia, are we overreacting more, in a way, as you say, Sammy, paranoid than we would normally?
Look, it's possible, but I think caution is again advised. It comes down to how happy you are to have these kinds of images online in a general sense. In a lot of ways, what they're doing is no different to, you know, an Instagram or a Snapchat or what have you. And they're companies that people deal with on a daily basis. Some people are going to be more comfortable with that. Others are going to be more cautious.
Well, Instagram itself has made some announcements this morning. They're saying that they're changing the way they work and that one of the things people get when they post an Instagram picture is you can see the amount of people who liked your picture and other people could see those likes as well. They're changing some of that now.
Yeah, look, they're trialing this idea that the only person who's going to be able to see the number of likes that a picture gets is the account holder. So if you look at someone else's account, all you will see is their photo. And they're working out if this leads to a kind of smoother social interaction, because undoubtedly there's a lot of social pressure around the idea of, I posted this to Instagram and it got, you know, dozens or hundreds or thousands of likes or none.
It's hard to sort of swallow when we talk about these big social media companies that there is a little altruism there. Do you to believe that Instagram is doing that for social, you know, as you say, flow and ease? Do we believe it?
Oh, they're not doing it for altruistic purposes at all. They're doing it to retain people on the service. They're doing it to make people feel more comfortable using the service and to stay there. There's no altruism at all.
Mm-hmm. So with this Face app that is, we're all uploading our pictures and everything into, okay, let's say worst case scenario, what can they do with it? Other than maybe just, you know, a little bit of marketing stuff, what can they get out of pictures of everyone in the world looking older?
Well, the benefit of doing that is not so much the picture of you getting older. That's the benefit that you get. Mm-hmm. The benefit they get is the picture of you, and then if that's cross-checked against other publicly available or government databases, depends where the application data goes. They've said for the moment that they're not selling the data. That doesn't, of course, mean a cart, for example, leak, mm-hmm. then that stuff gets cross-matched and you start to build a profile. It's that bigger data picture that's the bigger worry here.
We're speaking with Alex Skidman. He's a freelance technology journalist and host of the Vertical Hold podcast. Thank you so much for explaining how and why we should continue to be more paranoid than we clearly are being, Alex.
God forbid I sound vain here, but I think I look quite hot. As a possibly 120-year-old woman.
I found that I look exactly like my grandfather, which is quite cool because I never actually realized how similar our features are. But an app somehow brought us closer together.